ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानुकंश वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यविशतारिणे। जया श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर कृपासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयते गिरिं तत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो विष्णुपदाकृष्णपुष्टाद्भुतलश्रीमद्वजयपदकृष्णं। सो टुडे विल लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 22 एंड 23 बिकॉज 21 22 हैज नो पर्पस। তো আমি কালকে বাংলায় যা বলেছি সেটাই বলবো এখানে, সাই তারা আবার শুনতে চায় না মুরারি গুপ্তপুর ক্লাসে যেতে পারো। আমি শ্লোক দেখতে সময় পাই না সেটাই বলবো এখানে। সো আই জাস্ট রিড দি ট্রান্সলেশন, ওকে নো নো আই রিড দি ভার্স দেন ট্রান্সলেশন। ওম নমঃ ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। वेन उवाच बालिशाभक्त जजुम्बा अधर्मे धर्ममानिन ये वृत्तिदम्पतिं हित्वा पितारं पतिम् उपासते। वेन उवाच बालिशाबत जुजम्बा बालिशाबत जुजम्बा अधर्मे धर्ममानिना ये वृतिदं पतिं हित्वा वारं पतिम् उपासते। वेनोवाच बालिशावत जुयं बालिशावत जुजयम्बा अधर्मे धर्ममानिना ये दुतिदं पतिं हित्वा वारं भगिं उपासते Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I'll read the translation of text 21, 22, then continue with 23. So here in this chapter, the story of King Bena, the central personality, the rishis, they are advising King Bena, they are advising him to engage in religious activities to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the translation to the text 21, they are saying, "Dear King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with the predominating deities, is the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices in all planets. The Supreme Lord is the sum total of the three Vedas, the owner of everything, and the ultimate goal of all austerity. Therefore, your countrymen should engage in performing various sacrifices for your elevation. Indeed, you should always direct them towards the offering of sacrifices. When all the Brahmanas engage in performing sacrifices in your kingdom, all the demigods who are plenary expansions of the Lord will be very much satisfied by their activities and will give you your desired result. Therefore, O hero, do not stop the sacrificial performances. If you stop them, you will disrespect the demigods." The translation to today's verse, the Bena Ubacha, the Bena said, the King Bena replied, "You are not at all experienced. It is very much regrettable that you are maintaining something which is not religious and are accepting it as religious. Indeed, I think you are giving up your real husband who maintains you and are searching after some paramour to worship. Purport. King Bena was so foolish that he accused the saintly sages of being inexperienced like small children. In other words, he was accusing them of not having perfect knowledge. In this way, he could reject their advice and make accusations against them, comparing them to a woman who does not care for her husband, who maintains her, but goes to satisfy a paramour who does not maintain her. The purpose of this simile is apparent. It is the duty of the Kshatriyas to engage the Brahmanas in different types of religious activities, and the king is supposed to be the maintainer of the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas do not worship the king, but instead go to the demigods, they are as polluted as incest women. The end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here you see the saintly personalities, they are advising King Bena that how he should do yajna to please the demigods. Because demigods, their expansion are part and parcel of the God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods are the plenary expansions of the God. As the demigods are also regarded as avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As you know, there are different kinds of avatar. There is Purusha avatar, Manvantara avatar, Guna avatar, Juga avatar, Saktavesa avatar. There is another avatar, Vibhuti avatar. So all these demigods, they are Vibhuti avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are empowered. So they are empowered by Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are not regarded as Saktavesa avatar. There are different kind of Saktavesa avatar. A Jnana Saktavesa avatar, then Bhakti Saktavesa avatar, Bhubhara Harana Saktavesa avatar, Bhudharana Saktavesa avatar. There are seven different kinds of Saktavesa avatar. So they are empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can act like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But demigods, though they are empowered, demigods are jiva-tattva and also saktavesa avatars are jiva-tattva. Both are jiva-tattvas. But demigods are known as vibhuti avatar, because they have received some vibhuti from special power from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So point here we see, the Rishi is telling, you worship the demigod, that planar expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bena claiming that I am king, you worship me, I am maintaining you. If I stop, tomorrow you can't cultivate, you can't go to forest to collect fruits and vegetables, all will die. So who should be worshipped first? King should be worshipped first. Demigod should be worshipped first. Then father will come. Who is this king? I am maintaining you. You first worship me. No. So everybody the claim to be worshipped, I am the one who is maintaining. But Bhagavatam decides the final, who is the real worshipable Lord, whom we should worship. So everybody claims, I am to be worshipped. In one sense, they are all maintaining. Our father is maintaining us, government is maintaining us, king maintaining us, demigods maintaining us. But here, the saintly personalities, they have given a very nice proposal that whom we should please. Please the parents, please the king, please the demigods. So whom we should please? And the central person is saying that tasmin tuste kim apraapyam. Why are we trying to please different entities? Why are we trying to please our parents? Why are we trying to please the government? Why are we trying to please the demigods? So the purpose of trying to please is to get something. Otherwise you would not go after anybody. If you go to any demigods' temples, Kali, Shiv, Durga, you will see big line there, big line. And you go to any Vishnu temple, what to speak of big line, you will not find any human beings there. You will find cockroach and rats there only, some old temples and villages, yes. Because Hindus then know Vishnu will not give you anything. Demigods they will give you very quickly, and Vishnu is such a God, how to speak of giving you? If he gives you mercy, you get his mercy, he will take away everything from you.
So who will go to this kind of God? So nobody got to Vishnu. The point is, that's why I tell, the goal of our life is to love Krishna. But to love Krishna is very difficult. Very difficult. Because whom we love? To whom it is easy to love? From anybody you get something, very easy to love. It's not difficult. You don't have to give seminar for that. Somebody giving you something to fall in love with him, you don't have to go and hear some seminars for that. But to love God, we have to go through so many seminars. It's very difficult to love Krishna. Very difficult. Because Krishna will not give you anything. He'll take away from you. So who will love such a personality? So that's why here the central personality is saying that tasmins to stay kim apraptam. That we worship some personality. By worshipping him, what will be left over that will not be achieved? That means you can achieve everything. If he will be satisfied with us, and who is that personality? Jagatang Ishwarasvara. So we have to find the Ishwara, who is the real Ishwara. Prabhupada is saying, all of us, we are Ishwara. We are all mini Ishwara, mini controller. I was telling yesterday in Bengali class, American president thinks he is controller, Indian prime minister thinks he is controller, and here in one Anchal, small Anchal Pradhan thinks he is controller. In a house, the father thinks, I am the controller. And Prabhupada is thinking, a dog, he thinks that I am controller also. You go to one city, of course in your country, dogs, they don't roam around in the street. You have not experienced that. But in your country, the dogs are everywhere. You go to some city, the dogs of different para, different area. This area dog thinks, I am the boss of this area. The other area dogs will come, they will bha-bha-bha-bha like this, Prabhupada saying. The dogs think, I am the owner of this. So like this, each have their own area, they are all Ishwara. They think, I am the controller. But here it has been stated, Ishwarasvara, who is the controller of all the controllers. The demigods, they are also Ishwara. They are also Ishwara. But who is Parameshwara? Tumi Sarve Swareshwara Brajendra Kumar Tomar Ichha Vishwar Sirjana Sanghar. Tumi Sarve Swareshwara. He is the controller of all the controllers. He is just sitting there. Tava Ichha Mate Brahma Karana Sirjana Tava Ichha Mate Vishnu Karana Palana Tava Ichha Mate Siv Karana Sanghara Tava Ichha Mate Maya Suje Karagara. Simply by your desire. The Brahma creates, Vishnu maintains, Shiva annihilates, and Mayadevi creates this prison house of material existence. Simply by his desire. So that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what he is doing? He is simply sitting there. Supreme Personality of Godhead is not involved in creating, maintaining, annihilating. He simply sits and desires. And it's very interesting. If you come in across the other community people, you preach them about God. Different community, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Yehudi, they accept different God or different aspects of God, Sakar, Nirakar. Then you will go to some other community and preach about our God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. So everybody will think of God. God means he must have a very big position. Well, big throne somewhere, big kingdom, big palace, big things to do. And they'll ask, the God you are talking about, what your God is doing? So, our God is grazing cows. Whole day he goes and grazes cows. Oh, he is the God. Hi, somebody thinks, position of God. By his desire, his creator, maintainer of all limited universes. And whole day he's going and grazing cows. It's very surprising. Krishna is very intelligent, right? The God is very intelligent. He controls everything, but he takes a position, nobody will become envious of him. He's just a cowherd boy. In India, the cowherd people are the most intelligent, less intelligent. They are regarded as, they say, the cowherd people, when they become 80 years old, they get little knowledge. So degraded, cowherds means. These people have no knowledge, they are engaged in herding the cows. Some family, somebody is completely foolish, nothing is done, come dull-headed. Okay, you go raise the cows. Just imagine, Krishna could not find any other service to take up. He chose a service like this. But other service is the most relaxing service, right? Grazing the cows, you don't have to use your intelligence or anything, no? Just go and sit around, play around. So that is intelligence. But he's Sarveshwareshwara. With that, he controls everything. People, so Prabhupada explaining, we may go after blessings of so many things. People may go after the demigods worshipping the demigods. Prabhupada, he's joking about the worship of demigods. Yesterday I was telling, here saying that if you please the Lord, then we get everything, nothing will be left over, we'll get everything. The demigod worshippers, they're trying to please their Lord. The demigods are their worshippers. And Prabhupada explaining the devotion of the demigod worshippers. He's telling Arjuna to give something to the demigods. So one man, he bought a lottery ticket. You know, lottery ticket in India, there are a lot of state governments' lottery tickets. They announce you buy a coupon for 5 or 10 rupees, 1 lakh rupees first prize, 50,000 rupees second prize, 25,000 rupees third prize. So one man, he bought a lottery ticket and he was worshipping Durga Devi. Oh Ma Durga, you please bless me that I get this prize and whatever I will get, I will give you 50%. But he was expecting 1 lakh rupees he will get, the first prize, 1 lakh rupees. Then somehow it did not happen, he did not get 1 lakh rupees, he got 50,000 rupees. So now he has to give 25,000 rupees to Ma Durga. But his intelligence, higher intelligence, he went to Ma Durga and said, oh Ma Durga, you are so clever, you have already taken 50%, your share you have taken. He did not get 1 lakh, he got 50,000. So he told Ma Durga that he has taken your 50%. So this is the intelligence of the demons. The demonic intelligence, and they end up worshipping these demigods. Shiva, Brahma, all these, Ravana, Kansa, Hiranyakashipu, you will see they worship Brahma and Shiva. Once Vishnu telling, somewhere in Purana I read, once demigods, there's some problem. They run to Vishnu. And Vishnu telling to Shiva and Brahma, why don't you use your intelligence before you give some boon? You just give boon whatever they ask, and when there is problem, you are running to me. So the point is, this demonic nature, what to give, what to get? People, they don't know. Here's a very nice question. The tasmin tuste kim aprapyam. If he pleased God, but how to please and what to get? So that is very important question to be answered. What we should get? Because I said, to love someone is very easy if we get something. But from God we don't get anything. How develop our love unto Him? So that's why the demigod worshippers, their relations with the demigods is completely different. Prabhupada giving another example. That one man, he was a Kali worshipper. Then to get something, he said, oh Ma Kali, you please bless me. If I achieve these things, if I get success in these things, then I will give you an pathavali. Patha means I'll offer a goat to you. Then some other he succeeded. He got good results. But he forgot to offer that go to Kali. And after some time, the Mahakali appeared in his dream. He said, "Oh, what happened? You promised you will give me offerment of goat." Then they said, "Oh, what, I will give, I have a little trouble now, I will give you." And few times Mahakali came. "Hey, what happening? You are forgetting, you are supposed to give me a goat." So every time he used to say, no, please wait, after some time I will give you. At one point Mahakali becomes so disgusted. She said, "Or if you cannot offer me a goat, you can offer me a fly." Fly, you know, the fly. "Can't you offer me a fly?" Then this is Kali Bhakta telling, "Oh my dear mother, why I have to offer you a fly? So many flies are flying in front of you. Can't you catch and eat one of this?" You understand? This is some example Prabhupada giving. The material platform, all our worshipping, all our achievement, all our loving relationship with everybody is like this. End up like this only. So that's why we have to understand who is our most worshipful Lord and what we have to achieve. The point I was trying to discuss here, that this verse saying, "Loka sapala hi etasmai haranti balimadrita." Even all the demigods, they are also offering to the Lord. So 2 points, what to offer and what to get. Lord Krishna saying, "Je jathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamiham." So what we should offer to the Lord and what we should expect from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we'll get something, and if we get, nothing else will be there to be achieved. That's why in our life there is mangal, auspiciousness. And there is atyantika mangal. Atyantika mangal means the ultimate auspiciousness. So people in this world, we are all trying to get the mangal auspiciousness in our life. But Bhagavatam teaches us how to get the ultimate auspiciousness. So Vedic literature teaches us there are 4 kinds of goals in our life. What are the 4 kinds of goals in our life? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are the 4 things, the 4 goals that we can achieve in our life. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But Bhagavatam explains the dharma prajjita kaitava. Bhagavatam is not interested bringing this kinds of benediction or auspiciousness to our life, that we cultivate a dharma, and by cultivating dharma we do some economic development, and by doing economic development we derive some sense gratification, and when we are fed up with sense gratification we try for mukti, liberation. But Srimad Bhagavatam does not encourage us for all these things. Srimad Bhagavatam encourages us to worship with something that we will get something which cannot be compared to anything else. Such a highest thing Srimad Bhagavatam is offering us. So here it has been explained, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, will be pleased. Then nothing will be left over to achieve, then how he will be pleased? Krishna said, "Very easy to please me. It's very easy. Patrang puspang phalang tang jome bhakta prachati. Just offer me with love and devotion. Patrang puspang phalang tang. It's very easy to worship me." In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explaining 3 kinds of knowledge: confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and most confidential knowledge. So what is confidential knowledge? In second chapter and the third chapter, Krishna explaining confidential knowledge, that is niskam karma. By niskam karma, we understand our real identity, that atma tattva jnana, atma jnana, that I am the spirit soul. That is confidential knowledge. In the 7th and 8th chapter, Lord Krishna explaining more confidential knowledge. That is the knowledge about the Paramatma. The 9th chapter, Krishna explaining about the bhakti. So the most confidential knowledge, the last verse of 9th chapter, manmana bhava madbhakta madhaji mang namaskar, is most confidential knowledge. And toward the end of 18th chapter, Krishna again repeating, Bhueva Mahabhav Sunme Paramambacha. And my supreme instruction, I am again repeating to you. So what is that? Manmana Bhava Madhvakta Madhjaji Mang Namaskuru. The most confidential knowledge is very simple, that Manmana Bhava, that always think about me. How you think about me? Madhvakta. The way my devotees that think about me. If you say, Lord will say, most confidential knowledge is Manmana, you think about me. But somebody may say, Ravana was always thinking about Rama, Hiranyakashipu was always thinking about Vishnu. And Narada Muni telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj, these demons, they meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead much more better than the devotees. Devotees, they don't meditate so strongly. It's true. This Hiranyakashipu was always searching, where is that Vishnu? So intensely, where is that Vishnu? Where is that Vishnu? Same Ravana also, always searching for Rama. Kansa also, always thinking, meditating. So much swayane, sapane, jagarane. When he's sleeping, he's thinking about Krishna. When he's eating, talking, always thinking about Krishna. When Kathakara was telling, he is so Krishna conscious. When the Kansa is climbing in a staircase, he's climbing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As soon as he put his feet on the 8th step, immediately he is thinking, oh, 8th son of Devaki will kill me. So Krishna conscious. 8th number also reminds him. Are we so Krishna conscious? The gopis are Krishna conscious by seeing the clouds, they are remembering Krishna. By seeing the calves, they are remembering Krishna. And Kausa is so Krishna conscious, the 8th number reminds him Krishna. So that's why Krishna telling, thinking, if I say, Manmana Bhava, always think about me, the people may take it like that. Oh, I can think about Ravana, think about Kansa, think like Hiranyakashipu. That's why Krishna telling, Manmana Bhava, yes, how you think about me? Madhbhakta. The way my devotees that think, you think in that line, the way my devotees thinking. Otherwise, our Acharya is giving example in Damodandhan pastimes, that Krishna, when Mother Yashoda and Krishna, he destroyed the makhan, the butter and milk. Now Krishna was going to drink milk. He was drinking milk from Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda found a little distance, the milk and the oven was overflowing due to too much heat. Then Mother Yashoda, she left Krishna on the ground and she ran to protect the milk. So when she ran to protect the milk, how was Krishna feeling? Krishna was very happy. Oh my mother, thank you very much, you want to protect the milk. How is Krishna feeling? Very angry. He was very satisfied. He was very dissatisfied and very angry. So that is what the Mother Yashoda service to Krishna. And when Krishna went to Dhanush Jagya, Kansa had invited Krishna, and Krishna went to Dhanush Jagya, and Kansa so many different ways trying to kill Krishna through the elephant, different ways. Then finally Krishna had to fight with Mustika and Chanur, huge body, Krishna Balaram small boys. Of course we know, even with a small boy, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when they are fighting with Mustika and Chanur, when wrestling is going on, Mustika and Chanur punching Krishna and Balaram punching Mustika and Chanur very heavily. It's not only Krishna and Balaram punching Mustika and Chanur must be punching also. When wrestling is going on, Krishna Balaram must be getting few punches from Mustika and Chanur. So when Mustika and Chanur, they punch Krishna, how Krishna feels? If somebody punch you, like this. Krishna is feeling like that. No, Krishna is not feeling like that. Krishna is enjoying. He is enjoying. what mystical Chalu's sponge can do Krishna. Krishna's incarnation Kurma avatar. The Kurma avatar, on top of the Kurma, they placed huge mountain, Mandar mountain, and putting on his back, the demigods and demons, they're churning, moving him on top of Kurma. And how Kurma is feeling? Oh, somebody itching me. Oh, so nice. It's pleasing, very pleasing. It's very pleasing. That putting a huge mountain is very pleasing, itching me. Oh, so nice. The same way Krishna is enjoying. Mystic Chalur punching, Krishna is enjoying. Actually, that is what the Lord wants. Sometimes the Lord wants this material world. So they can do, he can do some wrestling with his, somebody and enjoy. So that is the reason, I have told before in some classes, so that is the reason why Lord Vishnu took this opportunity in Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravartipad explaining that why the whole incidents took place. The Jaya Vijay, they are sitting at the gate of Vaikuntha and they are gossiping. What they will do, whole day sitting, they are gossiping. But gossip in Vaikuntha also, Krishna Katha. So they are gossiping each other and they are discussing with each other. They are telling, oh, our Lord is so great, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the enjoyer of everything. He is enjoying everything. But is lacking to enjoy one thing. So what is lacking to enjoy? That he is deprived of the enjoyment of wrestling. The wrestling people enjoy, the Vishnu is not enjoying, deriving that enjoyment. So, how to give that pleasure to the Lord? So who can wrestle with Vishnu? So only we both can wrestle with Vishnu. Nobody else can wrestle with Vishnu. But we are his menial servant. We are not against him. So actually they are having a desire. They have no desire, so they can become inimical to Vishnu. So Vishnu says, okay, I will fulfill your desire. So you can be inimical and I can have wrestling with you. The point is, Lord also enjoy by wrestling with others. So this mustik chanur, so they are wrestling with Krishna and Krishna deriving pleasure out of it. Mustik chanur doing something, Krishna is enjoying. And Mother Yashoda doing something, Krishna enjoying. I'm feeling disgusted. He's angry, right? He's displeased. But who is devotee? Mustik Chanur is devotee or Mother Yashoda is devotee? Who is devotee? Mother Yashoda is devotee. So why Mother Yashoda is devotee and Mustik Chanur is giving pleasure? That demon, they're pleasing Lord. Lord is pleased. They're engaged in pleasing Lord, that demon. Our Mother Yashoda is engaged in displeasing Lord, making him angry, and he is a great devotee. Why? What makes this difference? Tell me. Mataji? Any of you will tell? That Mataji. Yes. Actually, it is not what we do to Krishna, what we are doing with Krishna, that does not matter. In which mood we are doing to Krishna, that matters. There is no question of pleasing, displeasing Krishna. Krishna is Anandan Brahma. He is ever pleased. He is made up of please. He is made up of Ananda. Anandama Dasat. So what counts is the mood of his devotee or personalities. Krishna, they may give a punch, they may shoot an arrow, but when the arrow reaches Krishna, he feels like a flower, somebody throwing a flower. Whatever you do, is always pleasing to Krishna. So that does not count. What counts is the mood of the devotees. Anukulyana Krishna Anushulanam Patrikula Vivarjita. So that's why Krishna is saying that Manmana, you always think about me, but always think about me, how? Madhbhakta, the way my devotee is thinking. In a favorable way. So we have to think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a favorable way. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. So who is my devotee? who is my devotee? So here in Bengal very famous. Whomever worship, he is supreme, he is devotee of supreme personality of Godhead. Je jathamang prapadate. Whichever form you worship me, you come back to me. Big people they think like that. But Krishna told no. By worshipping whomever, you don't become my devotee. Manmana, bhava madhvakta, and who is my devotee? The madhjaji. Does they worship me? They are my devotee. So how to worship you? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. To worship some ordinary personality is so difficult. To please ordinary personality is so difficult. And to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of all the controllers, it must be very, very difficult. This is saying, no, it is very simple. All you have to do, what? All you have to do, mang namaskuru. Offer me obeisances. Very difficult? Is it very difficult? Offer me obeisances. So simple. Manmana, bhava madhbhakta, madhjaji. How to worship you? There are 16 upachara to worship the Lord. We do pancha upachara, something like that. Chamara, flower, this, that. I have never gone to deity worship seminar. In my life, I have never entered a deity room also to worship. But I have heard the 16 upacharas are there. Out of that, 16, one is namaskar. If you don't get any upachar to worship the Lord, everybody has one thing, you can do namaskar. You want to offer chamar, offer a arati, pradeep, dhup, you depend for something. But to offer obeisances, you depend upon anybody? No. So Krishna saying, out of 16 upachara you are supposed to worship me, nothing is there, mang namaskuru. You offer your obeisances unto me. So who cannot do that? So Bhagavad saying, who is that naradhama bina pasugnan? Unless he is a pasughati, he is a killer of animals, who cannot do this much? Bow down in front of the Lord, mang namaskuru. Very simple process. And Srila Sri Bhagavad Gita Maharaj is telling, yes, Krishna is very clever. He tells all you have to do, do just namaskar. In India, whomever we say, oh namaskar, namaste, namaste. Srila Sri Bhagavad Gita Maharaj is telling, in India, they think namaste is very cheap. Whomever they say, oh namaste, namaste. But if you will come to know the meaning of namaste, the meaning of namaskar, then you have to think 10 times. Whether I will give him namaskar or not. So yes, the namaskar means na mama. When you tell somebody namaskar means na mama, nothing belongs to me. My house, my bank balance, my wife, my children, everything unto you. So that is namaskar means. Namaste, na mamate, unto you, everything unto you. So you have to think 10 times whom we are giving namaskar and namaste. Who is that personality? So you have to understand, Krishna is so clever. Krishna is so clever. He said, to worship me, very easy process. You don't have to do anything. The most confidential knowledge. I have told you in Veda, Vedanta, so many things. Do karma kanda, jnana kanda, yagya, this, that. Don't be worried for all these things. Sarva dharman paritajya. You give up all these things. And if you think you, by giving up all these things, you'll acquire some sin, don't be worried, I'll protect you. I'm giving the easiest simple process. All you have to do, just do namaskar. Oh, only namaskar, then everybody will come to namaskar. The next verse, Krishna gives the explanation of namaskar. When Krishna wants us to start with namaste, then he ends with taking away everything from us. Sarva dharman pratyajya, he takes away everything. So this is how the devotees of Krishna, they end up giving everything to Krishna. The point is, what we can give to Krishna? I don't know whether I told you before or not. I tell, like in India, there, I telling yesterday also, in India there are so many temples. Thousands of people go to those temples. The temple of ISKCON has also temples. But what is the difference? Outside temples and ISKCON has temples. There are gods sitting there and we have also gods sitting here. So what is the difference between God of outside temples and God of ISKCON temples? So I was telling the outside God, people they go, thousands of people they go to those temples. What for they go? What for they go? Dhanam dehi, janam dehi. That's the outside God is sitting there to give you something. But our ISKCON God is sitting here to take away from you something. To make your pocket empty. So that is the ISKCON God's business. So the God here is not to give us something, to take away from us. God is waiting. Our Lord is waiting. What I will get from my devotees? And what is waiting for us to get from us now? What Lord is waiting for us? Shastra saying, Lord Krishna telling, that I am waiting, I'm very eager. What the eager, he is eager? He is saying, I am very eager. That when my devotee will come to offer me a tulasi leaf and little water. Not only that, he is saying, if my devotee walks holding tulasi and leaf and water, I follow him, I run behind him, and my hunger increases. When I see a tulasi leaf and water in my devotee's hands, my hunger increases. I become so greedy, I run after that. Just see the Krishna's calculation. The service he takes of a cowherd boy and thinks he wants most precious things, a tulasi, a leaf and a little water. So I have to say, our ISKCON God is to take from us. We have to give to God. But what can we give to God? What God is lacking? He is Sarveshwareshwara. What is lacking? So he is lacking something that we can give as he is waiting for devotees. All we give our mind and our love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is why Krishna is saying, Mai arpita manabuddhi mamaivasyasya nasansaya. All you have to give our mind to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we give our mind and love to Krishna, and he is saying that in this way he will become very pleased. Nothing else will make him so much pleased. As much as he will be pleased, if you remember Krishna, you give your mind to Krishna, and he will be so much pleased that he will offer himself to his devotees. So that is the Jasmin Tushte Jagatushta. So we have to learn whom to worship, what to give, and what to get. These three things. Whom to worship? Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatane Taddham Dindavanam Ramya Kajadupasana Brajabadhu Bargana Jakalpita Srimat Bhagavatam Amalam Pramanam Prema Pumarth Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaru Napara. Where the worshipful Lord is Bhajandanandan Sri Krishna. And what ingredients we offer to him? We offer our mind unto him, our love unto him. And what we get in reciprocation? What do we get in reciprocation? We get Krishna prem, yes. We don't get Krishna prem, actually we give prem. We don't get Krishna prem, Krishna has no prem to give us. We give our love to him, then he gives very special something to us. Vaisala Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. You have any question? Though you are late. One question. Microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for enlightening class. We hear that Krishna, in this world we see like thieving, fighting, all these different things that Krishna does as a reflection in this world. It happens in the spiritual world, it has its origin. So some places it's said that that chivalry or that fighting, they come here to fight with Krishna. But is there an equivalent in Krishna's realm of that fighting as chivalry? Can you enlighten us
in that? In Vaikuntha, there is no question of fighting. There is no question of fighting. What to speak of fighting? Nobody can dare to put their hand on Vishnu's shoulder. In Vaikuntha, maximum if somebody friendly to Vishnu can go and do handshake, that much, not more than that. Before I was thinking handshake is a Western culture, but I had in Bhagavatam, it's written in Vaikuntha, they handshake with Vishnu also. So it's a good thing. So So not higher than that. So no question of fighting. And in Krishna loka, what I have heard, there is no fighting. There is no fear, no demons. But the mood is there, the fear is there. There is something is not exactly existing, but the fear is there. Maybe Krishna is fighting with his friends, this like that. But fighting with demons, it is not there. But fear of demon is there. That bhava is there. But exactly does not take place there. So Janmivaspati can say something? Give microphone to Janmivaspati.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Prabhupada said that there is a planet called Pathasrati Loka. Pathasrati Loka, where those who have the Kshatriya spirit, they're there. I don't know if the fighting goes on there, but they're there in that heroic mood, that Kshatriya mood. I guess they ride around on chariots, and Bhishma's there, and Uddhava, and Arjuna. Anyway, he said it's existing, planet of Pathasrati.
Prabhupada is saying Krishna is there in some planet, some Vaikuntha planet, Parthasarathi form, where this fighting mood is going on. Yes, that could be, because as we know, the Krishna of Dwaraka is different than Krishna of Mathura, than Krishna of... Here one Krishna appears in three places. For spiritual level, there are three Krishna, one in Vrindavan, one Mathura, and one Dwaraka. So there could be one planet where Krishna fulfilling his desire. Of his fighting things be there. But the point is, then someone will ask, if Krishna is a lot of Vishnu also, then if he is fighting and enjoying, why Vishnu is not recognizing that? Why is he feeling that he is lacking of that fighting enjoyment? So like Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, just like somebody asked, the Krishna feeling separation from Radharani. Krishna want to know how Radharani enjoying by serving me. So he accepted form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, right? But we know Gauranga Mahaprabhu is eternally staying. Eternally, he is eternally in Radha mood serving Krishna. Then why Krishna, because Krishna Gauranga is not different, why Krishna is not understanding that? Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, no, there is one energy which makes Lord to forget in another swarup. He is enjoying this mood. This Swarup forgets that. In Krishna Swarup, he forgets in another form. But he is already releasing, he forgets that. So he develops this mood, always hankering. How can I get that mood? How can I get mood? So it could be in some form, maybe he is enjoying wrestling or fighting or warfare, like that. It could be. Anything from Mataji's? Any comments? Mataji.
Maharaj, you spoke of the those that go to the demigods to expect some material boon. Then, you know, there's a book written describing the miracles that Lord Jagannath in Rajpur, you know, favored many devotees with. This seems to indicate that, you know, encourage the devotee to approach the Lord for all he asks for curing a blind child, just a mirror, or giving a baby to a, you know, making it possible just to name the baby after Jagannath. You know, it just seems to... Can you explain how to see this?
It is very spiritual, very devotional, very nice. The Lord is reciprocating, but Lord will reciprocate whatever you want. You want a child, Lord will give you a child. You want your grandson, I can see everything, Lord will reciprocate. That is happening. But that is not everything the Lord can do. The devotees then know. It's good devotees that put faith on Lord by seeing these things, but that should not be the end of their faith. The Lord Jagannath is meant to give me eyes. He can give much more. You understand? So Vedic literature explains everything. That's why Raya Ramananda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conversation, he starts from the beginning, from Varnasrama. You know, he went higher, 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 higher. So these are very good for us to listen, to develop more faith on God. But we should not get stuck there. We have to explore more and more. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, you be very careful when you are progressing in a spiritual life. You reach at Vaikuntha. By seeing the opulence of the Lord, don't get stuck there. So there is more. You can go. So the point is, of course, Raghunath Das Goswami can say that. But for us, you may think, oh, let me go to Vaikuntha. We have no chance to go to Vaikuntha. But to speak of going to others. The point is, the goal of our life, we have to understand where, up to what we have to go. Some miracle we can see, some greatness, some mercy, full quality of Lord, we should do here and put faith on that. But we should not get stuck for that. We have to go more.
Then as far as asking for Krishna praying, you said we have to offer our love, but the devotee doesn't feel he has that love. He's waiting for that day, that moment, that the mercy will fall upon him.
Devotee thinks that never they can get the sat mercy, they'll get Krishna prem. What is the question?
That what we want from Krishna is love for him. But yet, you were saying too, we have to give that love. I know in one way, you know, love means, is proven by action, by service mood. But yet the devotee feels devoid of any real love to offer. So isn't it that we are waiting for that love to fill our heart or enter our heart or fall upon us? Or
you see, this neither Krishna will give us love or we give Krishna love, it's not that matter. Each and every living entity, they return love already. Every living entity, every spirit soul has love. This matter of reviving that love. Prabhupada giving example of a charcoal, and a burning charcoal. For some time you keep that charcoal, outside become black, but inside the spark is there. And you do little fanning, then again it burns. The love is like that no living entity can exist that does not have love. Love is there in dormant condition through the process of devotional service. We revive that love, then Krishna pleads with that love. Then he reciprocates, giving all kinds of nice enjoyment to us. And Prabhupada is saying, don't be worried of seeing Krishna going back to Godhead. Just follow the scriptures, instructions of Guru. And also, as I said, to develop love to Krishna is very difficult. And this is not a mechanical process. That's why Krishna has given a simple process, how to revive love. The simple process is, the best process is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The full faith. No. Sometimes I tell Prabhupada, say, all you have to do is chant, dance and go back to Godhead. Right? So people get very much interested. Chant, dance and go back to Godhead. And they join ISKCON. Oh, you have to do this, do that, all these stages are there, this problem, that problem. Wow. We had only chant, dance, go back to Godhead. So much complicated things are there. So the point is, chant, dance, go back to Godhead, for those people, they are very simple-minded people. But we are very complicated people. We don't stick to that process. There are so many questions to be answered. Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? If you make ourselves very simple, the process is very simple. But we are complicated. Jiva falling from the sky, falling from the Vaikuntha, here, Mahavishnu, this, that. We get trapped with all these things. So, but if you become simple, process is very simple. For chanting Hare Krishna, rather all our endeavor, all our concern should be how much attachment we are developing for chanting the holy name, how much taste we are getting by chanting holy name. So that should be endeavor, that should be our measurement. Now all other things, okay, to support. Now all other things are to support. But this is the bottom line. And that is what Mahaprabhu has given to achieve Krishna Prem. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Sumad Bhagavatam ki Gaura Pramanande.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nasreya Malu, Nasreya Malu, Doyal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.